Right now, he does his own ballet, a beautiful ballet, blending precision, storms, sun, heat, and cold. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
I am absolutely fine this morning, even though it was 27.5 at my house this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mums on the front porch and also some pink plants. I forget what they're called. But they finally, this was it. They're done for the season now. They get sent to the plant burial ground.
Oh,
last night did it, you know. That's it. Because they don't come back every year. That's it.
Oh, okay.
So they go to the plant burial ground sometime by this weekend. And we'll replace them with holiday greenery or pumpkins for Thanksgiving. Who knows? I need a little color out in front of my house just to make me feel better.
Okay. You could do that. And I don't see it being any warmer tomorrow morning, by the way. So sun and patchy clouds will do it today. Low 50s, clear frosty tonight, low 30s. And sun and some clouds, low 50s on Friday, sunny 50 to 55 Saturday, and then the clocks go back 1 hour Saturday night. Now we'll have sun and maybe a few clouds around Sunday, but mid-50s, storms are going to stay offshore. Monday, Tuesday, we'll be going back into the 60s. And the fact that the clocks go back 1 hour Saturday night means you do get an extra hour of sleep, and it also means that Pat, along with every other meteorologist, receives all their weather information an hour earlier because the National Weather Service stays on standard time.
All right. And, you know, we remind people when we say it goes back on Saturday night, it's actually 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Before you go to bed, you just say...
I was just going to say, make it simple. Before you go to sleep, turn it back an hour.
But now it's not even that way now. So many people... instead of having clocks, have these phones, and the phones do it automatically. You know that?
Right.
Yeah. And I know here at the station we have a lot of countdown clocks that are iPads. We have two big clocks, old-fashioned radio station clocks, that Jill always, on Sunday, she'll come in and she'll set them back and move them ahead. But other than that, everything does it automatically.
Yeah, you're right. So that's pretty good. I have clocks here that are supposed to do that automatically. You know, the atomic clocks.
Yeah.
What a bunch of you-know-what.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Doesn't work.
It works, but you have to be, for it to work efficiently and effectively, you have to be near a transmitting tower within, I think it's 50 miles of one of their transmitting towers. And if you're not, it doesn't work efficiently, is what I'm saying. And even if you're hooked up on the internet with your computer, it's not a sure thing. You know, years ago we were going to install one of those really fancy atomic clocks that every studio, but it was expensive. And you're right, it was not 100%. So,
right. So we don't bother with that. And really, that's about it. I mean, the weather is so quiet, folks. Again, I don't see any rain here to the earliest after Wednesday of next week. So we have a long stretch of dry weather. It's so quiet that a little bit earlier this morning, I was actually going through some of my desk drawers and cleaning the stuff out.
Wow.
Said, what am I going to do? You know, I'm sitting here. I did the winter forecast. That's done. You know, There's not really much for me to do. I'm looking at the new computer models as they come out. I don't see any changes. So I'm sitting back relaxing. By the way, I stopped taking the cholesterol drug yesterday morning, and I followed it up with a phone call. So I was directed to my doctor. The receptionist said that he would call me back, and he did. And he said, "So what's the story?" And I told him. I said, "These are the symptoms that I think this drug is giving me." He said, "Well, I've never heard of a statin causing your nose to run, nor have I really heard statin giving you headaches. But meanwhile, both of those are listed on the internet, especially for Crestor. So he said, the muscle and back aches and stuff like that, yes. He said, so this is what I want you to do. He goes, it's not mandatory you take the drug. He said, we were doing this preventative measure. I said, yeah. He said, I want you to call my cell phone at 7:15 tomorrow morning, meaning this morning. I said, at 7:15? He goes, yeah, that's just before my day gets hectic. He goes, and I know for you it's midday. I said, yes, it is. He goes, we have to do the penance for you. He said, because anybody can get up at 3 o'clock every morning needs penance. And I started laughing. He said, and I want you to call me. He said, and I just want to find out from you about your symptoms. He goes, and you'll be calling me on a daily basis. He said, until we see if this was coincidental, if maybe you had a bug, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, to make a long story short, yesterday afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock, the back pain just went away, gone. And this morning, I'm back to feeling myself. So now you're going to tell me this is a coincidence?
No, it's not, because years ago when I had the first surgery on my foot, they wanted to give me a blood thinner, okay? And they gave me a blood thinner. I won't mention the name of it because it worked, you know. But, Pat, for like 5 days, I couldn't sleep. My mind, I felt like my head was going to explode. I went to my doctor, Dr. Parker, and sure enough, there was a minute chance. One of the symptoms, the effects, the side effects, was exactly that. And I stopped taking it and did, you know, those little self-injectable, these little self-injectable things that you can put the blood thinner in. Within 2 days, I was back to normal. It took two days to get back to normal. So when you have a reaction to a drug, it is the most confounding, confusing, and aggravating thing in the world, because it affects everything. It affects the way you sleep. It affects the way you think. You worry all the time.
Right. So I'll call them at 7:15 this morning and tell them that things are considerably better, and see what he wants to do from there.
You know, it's you just have to stand your ground. You just have to stand your ground.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I know he's not doing anything, but just have to stand your ground.
Right. Yeah. And you know, hey, maybe there are other ways to lower your cholesterol. I'm sure there are, naturally.
Yeah, there are. I was, you know, I've been trying to get more vitamins in myself, and I take a multi-pack of vitamins now, 12 different vitamins. But and also on top of that, I am now drinking 100% organic and no additives. I drink a mixture. One day it'll be 100% cranberry juice. Another day it'll be 100% pure pineapple juice. Another day it will be 100% pure grape juice and 100% cherry juice. You have to mix them down because they're very potent. But I'll tell you what, I feel the difference. I feel the difference. So there are other ways you can solve problems other than medicine,
right?
The old-fashioned medicine way. One thing I want to talk to you about, there's a movie that's coming out on Apple TV. Do you get Apple TV?
I have Apple TV. I don't. I mean, I have the box. You know,
it's called Finch. It stars Tom Hanks. When it comes out, watch it. The trailer for this is amazing. Is amazing. It's a science fiction movie. Finch, it's called, with Tom Hanks. So when it comes out, it's not released yet, but it's going to be released very, very soon.
Okay.
I think it's going to be released in the next week or so. Watch it, because it looks like it's going to be fun. It really does. So that's a movie that I haven't even seen yet, but I'm advising you about it.
You're
right
already
now.
Advising, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, again, this is a no pressure weekend for me, so I'm sure I'll be, watching some movies. That's for sure.
And off of Rotten Tomatoes, the top box office movies this week?
Yeah.
No Time to Die, Dune, The French Dispatch, Last Night in Soho, Antlers, and The Last Duel, and Venom. There we go.
Wow.
Those are the top movies off of Rotten Tomato.
I have to try to watch Dune. It's still streaming on HBO.
Yep.
HBO Max. I got to have to try to watch that before they take that off.
Yeah, it's but those are the movies, and I've got a I'm gonna actually probably watch No Time to Die, because I always like the Bond movies. They're fun to watch, so. So okay. That's the one I'll probably watch. And then when the other one comes out that I just told you about, Finch, I'll definitely watch that and purchase it so I have it in my collection. Because I can watch a movie a million times if I enjoy it. I never get tired of them. Well, anyway, so we're into the cold this week, and then next week a warm-up.
Yep, and no rain in sight.
Well, that's good news, Pat.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Enjoy the sunshine, even though it'll be filtered by high clouds today, and I'll see you at TGIF.
All right, and to say hello to your doctor for me.
I will.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.